Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today, I'm recording from kind of a harder place. When I first started writing and sharing podcasts, I remember my mentor kind of mentioning to me how he wanted me to learn how to write and how to speak when I didn't have this like bubbly joy radiating with the Lord and things like that. So this is a trial of me when I'm not in the highest of spirits, but I'm also drawn to the love of the Lord. And I want to talk about that today. So right now in my life, I've got just like heavier things going on, kind of outside circumstances that are outside of my control. And one of those things where it just feels like nothing's going right, right? You get kind of a wall and a wall and a wall. And so I've been in this place, and I got the opportunity to be at training with the Lumen Christi missionaries this last week because I'm an intern for the Sioux Falls Diocese. So I was helping out, and one of the realities of being an intern is that I kind of had to run the missionaries through every day. You know, I had to keep track of schedule. I had to move them to the next thing. I had to make sure they were at where they were supposed to be. I had to keep in contact with the other intern and our boss and make sure everything went smoothly so that the missionaries could receive everything that they needed to receive to go out on mission and serve our diocese. So in the process of that, I kind of had to give, you know, be a self-gift and not focus in on myself because I had people that I was taking care of. I had 22 college-age students who I loved deeply and wanted the greatest success for. And I loved this role. It's such a motherly role to just like get to see them and speak with them and be with them and just be present to them every day, all day long. It was an immense gift. And as I was encountering this difficulty in my life that was kind of outside of what was happening when I was on this retreat, I recognized that I only had the Lord to turn to in those moments. I only had God to turn to. And in the few moments that I could sneak away and go be with him were just, it was profound. I would sit in front of God, maybe, you know, they would be in the middle of, our missionaries would be in the middle of a talk or something, and I'd get to run upstairs and just sit with the Lord for 20, 30 minutes. And I just really learned what it was to, many times when I come into prayer, like I have my prayer journal, I have my Bible, a spiritual reading of sorts, like I go and I bring all these things to the Lord. And for one of the first times in my life, for a consistent amount of time, I just sat down in prayer and I just sat and looked at God. And I was there with him. And I said, God, my heart is heavy, but I know I'm supposed to be here with you. I know that I'm called to sit with you and love you. I had a really beautiful conversation with one of the priests who was helping out with training. And we were talking about the realities of our crosses. You know, Jesus asked us to take up our cross and carry it. And I was explaining to him, I said, I think I've identified my cross, but I'm frustrated with how heavy it is. And this priest said something to me that was just profound in the moment. It was exactly what I needed to hear. But he said, when Jesus discovered his cross, it did not get any easier. His cross got heavier and heavier until it eventually killed him. And then, of course, and after that moment, there was the resurrection. 3 days later, Jesus rose again. But the cross itself only became heavier until the resurrection. And I kind of sat with that and I was like, wow, like, yeah, I recognize what's heavy. I recognize what's hard. And I'm expecting now that I've recognized it, that it should just go away. But that's not the reality. Christ asks us to take up our cross and carry it and to die with him. so that we may be resurrected with him. And this priest also pointed out to me that we often will hang crucifixes in our homes and we see them in our churches, and we often like delight in, you know, this picture of the crucifix, but we're delighting in Jesus's most wounded and painful moment. We're delighting in the hardest moment of his entire life. And we're praising it because we know all the good that it is. We know that he died for our sins, that we are saved because of this thing that we're praising. And it's like this difficult thing to wrap your mind about is that I'm praising this brokenness. I'm praising the hardest moment of Jesus's life. We did this activity at training where we would go and have praise and worship in front of this giant crucifix that's in the lodge at Broomtree. And we would just praise Christ for like 20 minutes. And we'd have a little meditation in between and people would sing and someone would play the guitar. And it was just like, I remember realizing after having that conversation, I was staring at this giant depiction of Jesus' woundedness and I was praising him. I was praising this brokenness for I knew the life that came through it. And it brought me to sit down in prayer and say, God, how can I praise my woundedness? How can I praise this heaviness that's happening in my life right now? And I remember telling someone at the end of the week, I was asked at the end of the week, you know, how'd your week go? I remember saying that I don't feel desolate. I feel immensely close to the Lord, but I'm still sad. I'm still heavy, but I know that I'm being held by the one who is love himself, and that there is a resurrection, and that resurrection and the suffering and the passion is all taking place all at once in my life and in everyone's lives. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you allow me to hold your cross with you, that you allow me to walk with you and be at your feet. Allow me to weep at the suffering and death. Allow me to wait patiently for you in the darkness. And then I ask that you let me see you in your resurrection and in your glory. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.